بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم نحمده ونصلي على رسوله الكريم أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم إنا أنزلناه في ليلة القدر وما أدراك ما ليلة القدر ليلة القدر خير من ألف شهر صدق الله العظيم. My most respected brothers and elders, and our mothers and sisters listening at home over the receiver, with the fadl and karam of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, we are now reaching the climax of the month of Ramadan. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala accept all the ibadah that took place from the beginning of Ramadan, the rozas, the siyam, the qiyam, the salatul taraweeh, the dhikrullah, tilawat of the Quran, dua, sadaqat, whatever good deeds we have done, it was only from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. May Allah accept it. May Allah give us the strength to continue and to increase our efforts in these last 10 days and last 10 nights. In the hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, it is mentioned, كَانَ رَسُولُ اللَّهِ صَلَى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمْ إِذَا دَخَلَ الْعَشْرُ شَدَّ مِئْزَرَهُ وَأَحْيَى لَيْلَهُ وَأَيْقَضَ أَهْلَهُ. When the last 10 nights would approach, then Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam would tie his lungi. And this is indicative of the fact that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam will now increase his efforts in his ibadah to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Every night of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he was engrossed and engaged in the ibadah of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And we mentioned on so many occasions, the sajda of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, it would be so long, the qiyam, to such an extent that his feet would become swollen. At times, Sayyidina Aisha radiallahu anha, like the 15th night of Shaban we discussed, she was afraid that perhaps he has passed away, so she would go close to see whether he is still alive, because of the long sajda he would make. The entire month of Ramadan, Rasulullah would make great ibadat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But specifically, when the last 10 nights approached, then he would tie his lungi, meaning that now he will exert himself. He'll increase his efforts. Another meaning is that he will remain aloof from all his wives, and Rasulullah would make i'tikaf in the masjid. وَأَحْيَى لَيْلَهُ. And he would awaken the family people, his wives, whoever was at home, at night to engage in ibadat. There was something very important, very sacred in these moments now. And therefore Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was desirous of the fact that all his family people, everybody must gain, and they must not lose from these precious moments of the last 10 nights. وَأَيْقَضَ أَهْلَهُ. He would awaken them. وَأَحْيَى لَيْلَهُ. Himself, he would spend the whole night, in ibadat. So Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam would spend the nights in ibadat, exerting himself, awaken his family members, because he knew the value of the last 10 nights of Ramadan. And this is the period wherein Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has exhorted us to seek for Laylatul Qadr, to search for Laylatul Qadr, taharraw. The word tahari in Arabic means to search desperately, to exert one's efforts in finding something. It's a mystery. We do not know which night is going to be Laylatul Qadr. Tomorrow is the first odd night. Shariat has made it easy for us. Rasulullah has made it very easy for us. From the last 10 nights, Rasulullah said, okay, look for it in the last 10, in the odd nights of the last 10 nights. 23rd, 21st, 23rd, 25th, 27th, 29th. So tomorrow is the very first odd night. And so happens sometimes that we don't only realize after the 21st has gone by, and then we are still thinking the 27th is still coming. And on so many occasions, 21st happened to be Laylatul Qadr night. Sometimes the 23rd, sometimes 25th, sometimes 27th, sometimes 29th. Yes, it has been the experience of many mashayikh ulama of the past. The 27th night happened to many occasions, Laylatul Qadr, but not necessarily. Allah has kept it a mystery. Allah wants to see that extra effort from our side. Allah wants us to search and make that ibadat in all the 10 nights. The person who makes that ibadat in all the 10 nights, Allah will not deprive him. And therefore, it is a time when you will find in most masajid, there will be sunnat i'tikaf. May Allah Ta'ala grant us the tawfiq of making the sunnat i'tikaf. May Allah make it easy for us and help us to spend our time correctly. The sunnat i'tikaf is no picnic. It's no time for partying. It's not a time when you bring all our basket and after Taraweeh and after the program, then we sit with our families and children and grandchildren and we have a big party and we laughing and we joking. No, my respected brothers and elders. And then we are losing the spirit of the month of Ramadan, especially i'tikaf. Those brothers will be sitting for i'tikaf, inshallah. We will be giving some advices. It's for myself and for all of us. Those of us who are not sitting for sunnat i'tikaf, for nafil i'tikaf. It's a time now to connect to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. It's a time when every habib is with his mahbub. A lover is with his beloved. Who is our beloved? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And now you're going to have the ladhat, the enjoyment of ibadat. Ordinarily we don't get that taste and the sweetness in our sajda, and in our ruku, and in our dua. Suddenly in the last 10 nights, when there's so much of peace and serenity, you look all around you people, somebody is in qiyam, somebody is in ruku, somebody in sajda, somebody is crying in dua, somebody is making dhikr, somebody in dua. Every person is engaged. How beautiful it is. But if we are going to come and now talk about business and dunya and laugh, and that is why I don't recommend our young children to come to the masjid in the last 10 nights. Many of them leave home, parents think that they are busy engaged in the masjid. Meanwhile, they're going outside and they're going to all those takeaways and they're spending their time in that way. Please, respected brothers and elders and our mothers and sisters listening at home, this is a very important occasion. If your child cannot behave, cannot sit properly in the masjid, and obviously sometimes he gets tired, then make sure they're at home and they can make ibadat at home. You don't have to be in the masjid. But for us adults, we'll be in the masjid. The sanctity of the masjid is so important. It is a time now when we should be engrossed. In the time of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he came out on one occasion to inform Sahaba which night will be Laylatul Qadr night that year. And when he came out, two people were quarreling. And they were arguing. And they raised their voices. Because of that, Rasulullah was made to forget which was Laylatul Qadr night. And he became very upset. So these are all important things, year in, year out, every time. We have to mention all these adab. So especially for brothers in i'tikaf, mashallah, we will also be fasting, others are also fasting. So that something special has to come, special food from home, now your baskets will come and everybody is sitting around and having desserts and we're laughing and we're joking. You're disturbing the peace, the barakat. Angels come down on Laylatul Qadr night. That is why Rasul said, "Man qama laylatul qadri imanan wa ihtisaban, ghufir lahu ma taqaddama min dhanbi." That person who stands up and makes the ibadat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala on Laylatul Qadr night, and he has iman in him. And the second condition, ihtisab. He's anticipating rewards from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He wants rewards from Allah Rabbul Izzat. He's engaged, he's engrossed. He has cut himself from everything in the world. He's not even busy about his cell phone. That's another terrible musibat of the whole ummah. Whole ummah. Whether you're in South Africa or Haramain Sharifain. The whole ummah is so busy reading something on the... And so many people, brothers and sisters, and that is the time. Tonight is the night. Tonight is the night. Don't waste your time in those things. Don't waste your time. It's a time when Allah's rahmat is pouring. Now we're supposed to be grabbing from Allah's rahmat. Don't worry about mentioning and asking which night you feel, and when you know you must tell, engage, you are, be sincere to Allah. Allah is too kind. Allah will never make any person mahroom. We have cut ourselves from every dunya thing. Leave your cell phones behind. Nothing will happen, inshallah. Allah is there to protect our families, inshallah. Allah will protect your business. If there is an emergency, then somebody will come inform. Allah give us afiyat and salamati. But it's a time when you have to break away from everything of the world. Don't even be bothered about the next person's ibadat, what he's doing. It's a time when you are going to be in solitude and you are going to gain from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. You are going to connect with Allah Rabbul Izzat. And when you have made up your mind, our Hazrat Rahmatullahi Ali should always say, condition your mind now. The last 10 nights, each night is a flight that's taking off. Don't miss that flight. Condition your minds. Prepare yourselves. That the moment Maghrib commences tomorrow, those in i'tikaf already have to be in the masjid. And now your i'tikaf starts. Laylatul Qadr could be tomorrow. So we must be prepared for it. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala himself has mentioned what Laylatul Qadr is. وَمَا أَدْرَاكَ مَا لَيْلَةُ الْقَدْرِ. In such beautiful words, full of eloquence, Allah says, what makes you know what Laylatul Qadr really is? Do you know what Laylatul Qadr is? خَيْرٌ مِّنْ أَلْفِ شَهْرٍ. It is better, not equal to, it is better than 1,000 months of ibadat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. 83 years and 4 months, more than that. We don't even know we'll see 83 years. But more than that, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is giving you the ibadat of more than 83 years and 4 months just in a matter of hours. Angels come down. And the Amir is Jibreel alayhi salatu wasalam. He is the leader. And they greet those people engaged in the ibadat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Salam. They make salam to them. So here again it is a Habib meeting his beloved. It's a time when a person will break off every single thing of dunya and he will connect to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And that is why Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam would search for Laylatul Qadr. And Sahaba radiallahu anhum ajmain would search for Laylatul Qadr. And it is a beautiful time to make islah of our heart. Of course, we are going to have programs and most masajid do have programs. And the purpose of these programs is solely so that we spend our time correctly. Because we are so weak, if somebody asks us to make ibadat whole night, we'll fall off asleep, we'll get hungry, we'll go home. And that is why some type of program, especially for our youngsters, is arranged in most masajid. Although the ideal situation is a person sits in his own cubicle, he makes his own ibadat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and there's no program, that we have this program, Hazrat Rahmatullah has seen the benefit of it, where so many a youngster will come. Sometimes the youngster is a brand new person, meaning he's not so accustomed to the masjid environment. So we would love and muhabbat, we have to accommodate some of them. And we have to overlook some of the weaknesses. Try and engage them in some ibadat. Explain to them some nice dua. If we get the feeling of Laylatul Qadr, then this is the dua to read. Allahumma innaka afuun tuhibbul afwa fa'fu anna. Allahumma innaka afuun. Oh Allah, you are most forgiving. Tuhibbul afw. We love to forgive. فَعْفُ عَنَّا وَاللَّهُ forgive us. Sayyidina Aisha radiallahu anha taught us this dua. It was taught to her by Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So it is the time of even islah of the heart. When we listen to the programs, different programs will take place. So we must concentrate, listen attentively, and see where my weaknesses are. How I can reform myself. Remember we explained so far, and we stress and emphasize the importance of tawadu, of humility. And so many other aspects were discussed in the month of Ramadan by different ulama. So we have to make islah of our heart. And we must make the genuine niyat. Every time you see, Manana, make dua, Allah, make my islah. All of us, every person is seeking islah of his heart. Now here is the time, because the environment is created. A person who is extremely ill, and doctors have to treat him, they put him to ICU. He's in isolation. He's under special treatment. Treat ourselves like ICU patients now. And now we got to concentrate. What sunnah do I need to bring into my life? What is missing in my life? That link with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that bond is not so strong. Why is it? Let me try and strengthen that bond now. Most important, we should be engaged in tilawat of the Quran and tahajjud salat. So as many surahs we know by heart, engage in that, in our nafil, in tahajjud salat. Those who are huffaz, you can read abundant Quran. Those who are not huffaz, try and finish your khatam of the month of Ramadan. At least one khatam. If you finish the khatam, then start the next one. And see as far as you can go. If you don't finish by the end of the month of Ramadan, there's no problem. You continue after the month of Ramadan. But try and make, increase your tilawat. If you get tired, Subhanallah wa bihamdihi, Subhanallah al-Azim. These are two beautiful names of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Light on the tongue, heavy on the scales. Most beloved to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Read Durood Sharif upon Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Any tasbih that we know, read some tasbih. And when we are tired, you must rest. Doesn't mean you have to stay awake if the whole entire night you are not allowed to sleep. No. Person is overpowered by sleep, then he must sleep. He must rest so that he gains some strength and wake up again before Sehri. Engage in dua. Tawbah and istighfar. This is the time to make sincere tawbah, sincere istighfar. Believe me, the month of Ramadan, the last 10 days goes by so fast. And before we know it is all over, we will never get these moments again till the next year if Allah gives us life. There were so many from this masjid, close people to us. Last year they were here, no longer here. May Allah make them maghfirat, may Allah give them the highest of stages. So these are lessons for us, that we do not know when we will see another Ramadan or not. So value every single moment. Control of the tongue, that's vital. We are in the masjid area, so no question of now looking at some haram woman. But control of the tongue. Don't engage in ghiba. Don't engage in gossip. Don't engage in any arguing and fighting. This is the time you find somebody will park incorrectly. Somebody will park in somebody's driveway. Somebody will irritate somebody outside. Some child might make some noise. Now this is the time we got to exercise patience and tolerance. And we got to overlook and forgive. And control our zuban. That's most important. Then whatever other ibadat we have, we make that ibadat inshallah. May Allah ta'ala give us tawfiq and hidayat. So this is the month of Ramadan, the last 10 days. You see, the tail end of everything is the best. In any marathon or a race, a person runs a long distance race. Nobody starts bolting from the beginning. As he runs, he increases momentum. But when he comes to the last few meters, then he increases his speed. There is no snail pace movement. He increases his momentum. He increases his speed. Just like that. The last few days now we're going to increase ourselves. Whatever little we did, just add to that now. And the tail end is always the best. Yawmul Jumu'ah. The last part of Jumu'ah. Just before Maghrib. According to the hadith of Rasulullah SAW, du'as are accepted at the time. The last part of Arafat. Hajis are so engaged in the dua, crying. The last chance, right till the last. Ya Allah, forgive us. Ya Allah, forgive us. Ya Allah, forgive us. And then the sun sets. Just like that Ramadan, the last part now is left. It's a time to cry and make sincere tawbah, sincere istighfar. You owe any people money, hukukul ibad, you owe any people the rights, then sort out those rights of those people. And hukukullah, turn to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Let it not happen. May Allah make dua to Allah ta'ala. Allah do not make us amongst those people regarding whom it has been mentioned in the hadith. بَعُودَ مَنْ أَدْرَكَ رَمَضَانَ فَلَمْ يُغْفَرْ لَهُ Curse be, woe be to that person who sees the month of Ramadan and he is still not forgiven. It must not happen that we are amongst the ashqiya. فَإِنَّ الشَّقِيَّ مَنْ حَرُمَ فِيهِ رَحْمَةَ اللَّهِ عَزَّ وَجَلْ The most unfortunate, wretched, miserable, unlucky one is that person who is deprived of the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in the month of Ramadan. So we must have ihtisab, iman, and hopes in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Wallah, you accept my tuti puti ibadat. Ya Allah, you forgive me. Ya Allah, you cleanse and purify my heart. You change my condition. After the month of Ramadan, let me not go back to those haram practices. I do not want to go to that womanizing. I don't want to go back to drugs. I don't want to go back to riba. I don't want to go back to ghibat and cheating. I don't want to have that anger in me and pride and jealousy. Ya Allah, I want to have that clean and purified heart. My heart must be iqalbi salim. These are the times when pour your heart out. Cry to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Don't worry what the next person is going to say. If you're going to be so concerned about what he might think of you that maybe you are showing off, then you won't be able to exert yourself. Of course, don't disturb any person. But this is the time now you cannot be bothered about everybody else. It is you and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Think it is the day of Qiyamah, or just before the day of Qiyamah, and you're given that last opportunity to make sincere tawbah. Think it is the last moment of your life, and the last chance to make sincere tawbah. How will you beg before Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? How will you cry before Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? So inshallah, from tomorrow also, we will be giving some advices to those sitting for itikaf especially, but for the rest of those who will not be sitting for itikaf, as I mentioned later, the Qadr is a very important night. The meaning of Qadr, Mufassirin have gone into detail. Qadr means majesty, power, loftiness, greatness, supremacy. So that this night was when the entire Quran was revealed to the first, or brought down to the first sky, the entire Quran. And from there after that, as the need arose, Allah Ta'ala sent Jibril Israel to Rasulullah SAW over the entire period, and verses and surahs came down to him. So it's a very great night. It's a night when Jibril Israel SAW and the angels come down. So it's got its majesty from there. Also, Qadr, Taqdeer, ulama have explained that the Taqdeer of the person is written in Laylatul Qadr night. What your rosy will be, etc., your different Taqdeer, your whatever your fate is written and told to the angels on this night. Then also, Qadr has the meaning of being constrict, to restrict, to make tight. And you see, because of the number of angels that come down, in the thousands or droves that they come down, they cause some constriction on the earth, and therefore it is called Laylatul Qadr. Like this, so many other Mufassirin have given different interpretations. But again, the important thing for us is to search for Laylatul Qadr in this Mubarak month. Inshallah, we will be having programs from tomorrow. I intend speaking on just the important lessons that we derive from Surah Yusuf, inshallah. It's Ahsan al-Qasas. The best of stories mentioned in the Quran by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, by stories. We don't mean any fable or any fairy tale. But the whole story of Yusuf alayhi salatu salam, his brothers, his father Yaqub alayhi salatu salam, they are lessons for the young, the youth, the old, the rulers, the citizens, those in the prison, those who are working class, for the females, for the males, for every single person. It's a very long tafsir, so we cannot give tafsir, but inshallah Allah Ta'ala has put into my heart that we should discuss certain aspects of Surah Yusuf. So we will discuss inshallah, and of course we'll have a dhikr or a dua, and also inshallah we'll be having a biography of the four Imams of jurisprudence, Imam Abu Hanifa rahmatullahi alayhi, Imam Malik rahmatullahi alayhi, Imam Shafi'i rahmatullahi alayhi, Imam Ahmad bin Hanbal rahmatullahi alayhi, and also some aspects of the lives of Sahaba radiallahu anhu ajma'in. These are a few things that we envisage. We have hopes that inshallah during the next 10 days we will try and cover as many aspects. This is going to be beneficial for us inshallah spiritually, so that we can connect to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. There will be a learning process, so that we may bring these things, the lessons, in our lives, and we may change our lives. Make dua Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala makes it easy for myself, for all of us, for every alim, every person in the different masajid, the i'tikaf will take place, Haramain Sharifain, Masjid al-Aqsa. People are also striving in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah accept the efforts, and Allah make the ummah united. The ummah is going through great tests. So this is the time we're going to make dua also for ourselves and for the unity of the entire ummah of Rasulullah Pak sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Wa akhiru da'wana alhamdulillahi rabbil alameen. Subhanallah bihamdihi, subhanakallahumma bihamdika, ashhadu an la ilaha illa anta, astaghfiruka.